Joining us on the line right now, Arthur Abbey. Is he there, mate?
Morena.
Now, new music from you. It's been a while. It's been, I don't know, how long has it been, mate?
What did I do? My last album was 2017, and then I had a little split EP that came out in 2019. So it's been a few years, my boy.
In that time, you've done a bit of travel. Last time.
So I started doing the recording for this album in 2019, and then I went on a bit of an OE for a little bit. Came back in 2020 and kept working on it, and then, you know, COVID lockdowns and just all that kind of jazz just stretched the whole project out longer than I would have liked. But I'm pretty stoked on what the album sounds like, so it was all worth it in the end, you know.
Now, in the past, you've been pretty DIY and done it most of it yourself. Did this time did it involve some studio work?
Yeah, totally. Because the project far surpassed my technical ability in terms of what I wanted to achieve, and like the songs deserve to have a pro touch, which I couldn't do. So, I tracked everything with this guy Joe Farris at Parachute Studios in Auckland, who's a great dude. He's the perfect person to work with because he's like super can-do attitude, positive, and just made the whole thing a really enjoyable experience. Up until then, I hadn't done any studio recording with a producer or engineer or anything like that. Maybe once, but it just wasn't very fun. So this was a whole new experience for me. It was really enjoyable.
Did you loop the band in, the Flaming Arbiz?
Yeah. So like most of the album was tracked live with the band, and then there's a couple of songs on there that I did myself, and then a few bandmates played on as well, and then obviously I did some overdubbing, lead guitar and bits and pieces. But majority of the album is my band, and that's what I wanted the album to be. It's like a combination of just the material I was playing live with my band, the Flaming Arbiz, for quite a few years. So yeah, that's what it represents, that period.
You've mentioned a rebirth of sorts while working on this album, this forthcoming album. Can you explain how the sense of renewal is reflected in the music?
That rebirth remark is like, comes from my time living in Prague. So it was just like a whole new world over there, obviously, and that kind of spurred on a rebirth of creativity because I had a whole new well of inspiration to draw from, if you know what I mean, being in an old city like Prague. That was wonderful. So I would just go walking around. Basically, I didn't have a job. My wife was working, and I was just walking around soaking up everything and like going home and playing guitar, basically.
How would you say your approach to songwriting and production has evolved from your debut album to your latest work?
It's all pretty much the same, my man. I'm pretty happy with how it works. I basically sit down and then wait for something magical to happen, to be honest. that's really good. Like either a song will just like pop out of nowhere, you know, I'm a transducer, something will just like flow through me, or it'll be like a little nugget of an idea, and then I'll have to chisel away at it for like a long time before it's finally kind of like reached its final form. Like the first track on this album that I'm releasing, Sister, I've been playing, I wrote that like, I don't know, 2011, before, that predates the band that I play on this album with. Mm-hmm. It's a really old song, but like on the album it's in its final form, if you know what I mean.
Yes. Excellent.
It's kind of starting to finally get that out there.
Excellent. So the forthcoming album is out in November. This morning you've just dropped a brand new track called A Simple Medication. Can you tell us a bit about this song?
Yeah, so this is a track that I wrote when I was in Prague, and it's kind of representative of the rebirth comment that I made before, finding new creative inspiration and new wells of inspiration to draw from. And it's kind of just reflective of my time spent over there and learning new things on the guitar and and experimenting with new ideas.
Nice one. All right. So people can pre-order the brand new album, Arthur R. Bears and the Flaming R. Bears, out November 8th. I'm assuming...
Yeah, follow me on the gram. I'll be posting all my stuff on the socials today. So if you just look Arthur R. Bears on the gram, that'll be great.
Ah, fantastic. And I'm assuming people just follow the gram and there might be some shows in the works as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All the goodies show up on there on my feed.
Hey, mate, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. Let's hit this brand new track from you, A Simple Medication. Right, cheers, dude.
Thanks. Enjoy.